Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, we're a good few weeks into Lent now, probably almost halfway, about that.
Yeah.
And this week, my heartbeat was all about asking ourselves the question, are we making excuses? And we can only ask that of ourselves and we can only be honest with ourselves. Like, no one else would know.
We need to be honest. Yeah. Like, you can say, my life's so busy and, you know, I haven't got around to doing anything and Lent is just, you know, week after week, I feel like, you know, it's coming closer to, you know, Good Friday and Easter and I haven't done anything. But in a way, that's not an excuse. That is your reality. Mm. And why don't you just say, Lord, I'm running out of time or my time is so, it's full of other things. Help me make some time. Mm. Help me somehow something gets cancelled or I all of a sudden go, oh, I've got 10 minutes here. I can sit and read scripture or pray or something. Mm. Always just be honest though. Mm. You know, not to try and hide it under your pillow or under the kitchen sink. Or a drawer. You know, do you have a drawer in your house?
That you just chuck everything?
Throw all the junk?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I go, because it might be a puzzle piece. Oh, I'll find that piece later and put it in.
Or there's some random thing you're like, I don't know where to keep this.
What it goes
so
for.
It'll go there. So we can make excuses for Lent and then we can also make excuses for our sin. And that was what this heartbeat was about in terms of, you know, we need to be honest with ourselves because I think often in life we can go, oh, but I don't do that. Or we make excuses for the circumstances.
Or
but it's okay. Like, yes. As in we justify why it's okay.
Yes.
That I'm allowed
to sin
in this way.
It's a habit I've had since I was a child. Mm. It's been the way I've been treated. So I've had to do this to combat it. Mm. It doesn't mean it's right.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean that God can't help you to change bad habits, addictions, whatever you want to call it, sin. Mm. Because there's a whole variety of things that you could call it.
Yes.
You know, and you go, oh, but it's not really a sin. You know, the white lie?
Yeah. It's not that
bad. Oh, it's just
bad,
a white lie.
Yeah.
What? Is there a black lie?
Yeah.
It's just to try and make it okay to say. Mm. Mm. But a lie is a lie. Mm. And I guess if you want to keep something secret or quiet, say a parent not sharing everything with the child, well, you have that responsibility or that ability to do that because it's for the benefit of them. It's not that you're lying, but they're not mature enough maybe to understand, to fully comprehend. Some parents say, you might have an adopted child. Some parents decide I'm going to tell them from when they might fully understand, or I'm going to wait till they're a bit more mature so I can sit down with them. You're not lying to them, but you're going to one day come and share with them. But I don't know, what age? It depends, I guess, I think sometimes on you and the child and where you think they're mature enough to understand and they're going to probably ask more questions, etc. It's facing true reality.
Yeah. Something that Dad's been talking about a lot lately is how as Christians we can say yes to Jesus, to him being in our lives, but then often we don't take the next step. Many of us cannot take the next step, which is then conversion of our heart. And this is really Heartbeat's talking about if we want to go to a mature level in our faith, let's go to the next level. Well, then we need to be honest and, like you said, face a true reality of, okay, where are the areas of my life that I really need God more?
Yes.
Where do I need that conversion?
Yes.
And to become a new me, to become a better me that God wants me to be.
Peter, the apostle, prime example. I'm not going to lie to anybody, Lord, that I don't know you. Before the clock crows three times, you're going to deny me. Why? Because out of fear, out of going, he's going to be killed too. He's going to be hung up on a cross and murdered. So out of fear, he lied. But as soon as after he did it and the cock crows, he goes, oh, because the Lord knew his weakness.
Yeah.
It was fear. You know, I guess, lack of trust, lack of faith in God. But he came to the Lord and said, forgive me. And it doesn't say in the Bible he does. But, you know, when Jesus rose from the dead and Peter is there and comes to see Jesus, and Jesus says three times, do you love me, Peter? Because he's trying to say to Peter, I know who you are. I know what you've done. But now let's change. Let's fix this. And Peter needed the Holy Spirit to give him the strength. And maybe that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
It's like face reality, but then ask God to send the Holy Spirit to change and transform us and strengthen us to become who we need to become.
I think it takes personal reflection on, I suppose, some of our habits that we have.
Yes.
To know whether or not we make excuses for areas of our life that we think, oh, it's okay here and not there.
Yes.
Or it's okay for me but not for someone else. Yes. Like, I think we can become quite judgmental of other people. And so it does take personal reflection and honesty to say, hey, God, these are some areas that I need change.
But do we make ourselves accountable to somebody? Could be your husband, your partner, a best friend, a sister, a brother. Do you go and say, hey, honestly, what do you think about this? Or honestly, do I do this? Like, it hurts sometimes. You're asking them the question and it hurts sometimes the answer. But if you truly desire to change, you need to realize what you say, what you do, who you are.
Or have they actually already said something to you but you become defensive and you go, oh, no, no, no.
Yes.
But if you actually just took a step back and
thought about it,
go, you know what?
Yeah, I do that.
I do treat people like that in these times.
Yes.
And that's not who I should be.
Yes.
So that's why it does take honesty and
humility.
Yeah, that's probably a good, great word.
Because
yeah.
you can be honest with yourself, but to actually even go to someone and say, hey, in this area, do I do this? Or what do I do? You've got to be humble enough and not like proud. Oh, you know, like you said, I don't want to listen to that. That's not me. That's, you know, somebody else. Humility.
And then once you get to that point, that's when you can choose to change and God can work there.
God can work in you.
Yeah.
Because before then it's all about you and I've put myself on a pedestal. Not necessarily, but in a way you do, because it's like, well, you know, you're not perfect, but it's like, I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
She'll be right, mate. What do we say? Whereas sometimes she won't be right, mate. Face the reality of my words hurt people. My uncaring attitude, my judging people, even if they don't know that I'm judging them, I know. You know, my unkindness, my unmercifulness. You know, I don't show mercy to people. I'm tough sometimes towards people and go, well, why can't they do it? I can do it. But that alone, even if you can do it and you're quite achievable and others aren't, you're still making yourself better than anybody else.
It certainly takes a level of vulnerability to look at yourself and be honest.
And but vulnerability isn't weakness.
No, it's not.
Humility is not weakness.
No, I agree. It's not. But that does take some effort to be open.
Yes.
But when we are at that point, that's when God can change, because we're open to it.
Yes.
Whereas I think when sometimes we have our defences up and our walls, then God wants to be in those areas of our lives, but we're not letting him. So it does take, humility and vulnerability to say, okay, God, let's work on this. this is a great time, I think, to go to reconciliation, like as you reflect on those things and you realize where your weaknesses are. This is a season to go. And at the moment, it's a Jubilee year. So our father, our priest at church has been saying, like, there's extra
graces
that can come, and indulgences is the word he's used, that we get at this time when we go to reconciliation, when we pray for the intentions of our church. It's just a special time, which I don't fully understand all of that, but I know that God's grace is amazing. And so why wouldn't I want some of that? So the weekly challenge for this week is to be honest with yourself. And that can be a real challenge, to just reflect on those areas of your life where you go, hey, I do need a bit of change here. God, I need you in those areas.
Yeah, but like you said, don't leave it there. Go, okay, Lord, I may need forgiveness for this. I need your help. So going to reconciliation, I know that's like for reconciling yourself to the Father, that's asking for forgiveness. But even if it's not forgiveness, it's receiving the grace and the strength to Holy Spirit to help you overcome those areas, those sins, those addictions, those habits.
So that's the weekly challenge for this week. We hope that you're having a really blessed Lent, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.